Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
So a team that we haven't talked much about, and part of last night's DC sports debacle, again, just a reminder to everybody, Jaden Daniels is still the quarterback, and we're playing in Madrid against the Dolphins. That is all locked up. But the Nats have been really struggling. They've now lost 6 games in a row, including losing last night to the Braves 4-3 in Atlanta. They lost on a walk-off single, RBI single in the ninth. But James Wood homered again, 413 feet last night. His 11th homer on the season. He is currently in the home run chase. He is currently tied for eighth. He's just 3 home runs behind the leaders. Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber each have 14. But James Wood is putting together an all-star season. He's hitting .273. He's got 11 homers, 24 RBI. 24 RBIs. By the way, the 11 homers, he had 9 total last year. Remember, the over-under on home runs for James Wood this year was 25.5. Okay, through 42 games, he is essentially right now on pace for somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 home runs. He's got 24 RBIs, on pace to get close to 100 RBIs on the season. He's walked 24 times. He's got a .371 on base percentage, a .540 slugging percentage. His OPS is .911. He is having an unbelievable season. Dylan Cruz has come around as well. The team stinks right now. Losers of 6 in a row. They have fallen 10 games behind division-leading New York. This is going to be, as everybody thought, a Mets, Phillies, and even Braves after their terrible start. The Braves, remember, started the season this year losing their first 7 games. They are finally back to within a game of .500, and they'll be there as well. But James Wood, worth the price of admission to go to a Nats game, regardless of whether or not they're supposed to win or lose. And that is sometimes the draw of baseball teams in certain cities, players and stars. And he is an emerging star. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about before we had Alan May and then Chase Hughes on the show. And that is the developing situation, or really the stagnated situation in Cincinnati. It's not even developing. It's developed into a stalemate with Trey Hendrickson going public again yesterday, saying that the team is not essentially communicating with him anymore and that their offers haven't been serious offers. You know, netting it out, Cincinnati sent him and his agent searching for a deal that they could not find before the draft. Whether or not it was because Cincinnati was asking too much or Trey Hendrickson was asking for too much, it's maybe a combination of both things. But here we are, through the draft, Trey Hendrickson still under contract with the Bengals, but clearly in a situation in which this isn't pleasant for either party right now. Now, if you know the Bengals at all and the history of them as an NFL franchise, they're stubborn. You know, they also paid Chase and Higgins, and after going 9-8 and missing the postseason with a bad defense but an unbelievable offense, their plans are to make a run at the postseason in 2025. Trey Hendrickson is their best defensive player. If they'd gotten a first and a third before the draft, they probably would have dealt him. What are they looking for now, since it's next year's picks? My hypothetical for the phones at 301-230-0980 is, would you, if you had to give up a first rounder in 2026 and then pay Trey Hendrickson top 3 to 5 money, $30 million plus a year, $90 million guaranteed over 3 to 4 years minimum, would you do it? Would you want Washington to do it? I said that I would lean in the direction of no, but it's not a strong no. He's, in many ways, I wouldn't describe him as one of our callers who's a Bengals fan, described him as a one-trick pony. I don't think he is the all-around player that you'd like to get for $30-plus million a year and for a first-rounder in a draft. He's going to get you the sacks. He's a relentless pass rusher, multiple moves, quickness, explosiveness. He's not Myles Garrett. He's not TJ Watt as all-around players. But you're in a window, this rookie contract window for Jaden Daniels. You're going for it. You know, they've sort of made that clear with the Lattimore trade, the Tunsil trade. I understand both of those trades can be viewed from the lens of something long-term as well, but you probably don't trade for Lattimore at the deadline without thinking like we're in a window that we didn't expect to be in. And Tunsil and Debo, et cetera, you know, and they're going for it in a certain way that maybe it hasn't been reflected in a massive swing, although Tunsil's a pretty good size swing. But I do think that they would have been interested in Myles Garrett, and I think they are interested and have been interested in Trey Hendrickson. So, would you deal a first and then pay him top three money? I'd lean in the direction of no, but you could easily talk me out of it. If you 17 and a half sacks is, as Ian said, and we don't quote him very often on this show, pretty good for a one trick. That one trick's pretty good. 301-230-0980. Lap has been hanging on. Lap, what do you say?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Good, Lap.
What's up, bro? I would take him, you know what I'm saying, if something that could be worked out. But I'm also open to, you know, going in other directions. I still think we need some type of edge rusher, you know what I'm saying, to help. You know, and if he is a one-trick pony, he's good at what he does. Now, let me ask you a question, Kevin. If you compare his skill set, if you compare his skill set to like where he is now compared to top defensive guys that we drafted, like an Allen, a Payne, a Montez Sweat, a Chase Young, where would you stack? You know him, because we had those guys and they showed flashes, but
yeah, but
you know,
none of them produced what he's produced in the last two seasons, which is 35 sacks in 2 years.
Yeah,
you know, he's been a dominant pass rusher. I mean, Allen and Payne, we're talking about apples and oranges because they're inside guys. You know, I still can't believe Montez Sweat hasn't produced more in terms of numbers, because I think the talent is there. You know, he's still got an opportunity.
Got
Chase Young re-signed in New Orleans after, you know, showing flashes last year. But none of those players in terms of production have even come close to approaching what Trey Hendrickson did in 23 and 24. 17 and a half and 17 and a half. I mean, those numbers speak for themselves. He's been an absolute load to deal with.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Can I ask you a quick question about the draft? I know you said you don't think it's anything fishy or rigged, but, you know, I think it's something up with it, man. I mean, especially with us, like, I think Wizard fans, we feel some kind of way because when we're in these dire needs for generational talent, like the Wimby, we missed that by one, ping pong ball or whatever, you know. We got Sar last year. Wasn't a really good draft. You got Johnny Davis when you could have got Jalen Williams from OKC, you know, that went to OKC. Like, and it's just tough, man. Like, this is the most devastating time that I've seen to be a Wizard fan. Like, I don't know what they're doing. And I'm almost like a
– Well, I know what they're doing, and I'm all for it. It just was frustrating last night to get the worst possible outcome.
Not even a top three, not even a top three or five, Kevin, like six. Are you effing kidding me? Like, this is,
well,
crazy,
that was the
man.
Second best chance really going in. You know, we talked about this
and
going in. It's like
a 1.8% chance. They make it.
I know.
Like, wow. That's
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, something 1. Is 8. Up, man. They just don't want to see Washington do it, man. So we got to hold on to Commanders right now. Cause it's going to be a while for the Wizards to be back in the mode again. It's been good.
Thanks, Lap. Appreciate the call, as always. Let's go to D.C. in Beltsville. D.C.'s been on hold. D.C., go ahead. Would you trade a first for Trey Hendrickson and then pay him $30-plus million a year, top five money?
Straight day, Kevin. No, I would not trade a first for him. He seems stubborn anyway. Like, I don't know. The organization and him seems stubborn. And then you still have, you know, Za'Darius out there. Some guys that can give you pass rush and can stop the run. But I've also heard other Bengals fans say that they would like to get rid of him because the one-trick pony thing. But, yeah, he does it well, but how consistent will he be in doing that? And my question for you is, I'm glad you talked about the draft. Do you see Derek Queen and Porter being available at that 6 and 18 spot? I know Trey Johnson will probably be gone, but I was seeing what your thoughts was on that as well.
I think Queen's, there's a chance Queen could certainly be there at six, and I'm all for it. I'm a big fan of Derek Queen's potential at the NBA level. I think he is beyond ready from a skill standpoint. He's got to get stronger. Mm-hmm. I do think that he actually will become a good perimeter shooter. He didn't need to do that. They had a lot of shooters on that team. I would be really excited if the Wizards drafted Derek Queen. I think he's got a really good shot. And I think you said Sorber from Georgetown. Yeah, I think there's a chance Sorber's there at 18.
Well,
I do.
Porter Jr.
Which Porter Jr.?
The Florida kid, the shooter?
Oh, Clayton Jr.
Oh, Clayton Jr. Okay.
Walter Clayton Jr.? Yeah, I think there's a chance that he would be there. Although, I'll tell you what, I said this, you know, watching the tournament. I can't believe that he's going to be, you know, the second half of the first round, but that's where he's projected right now. I would, give me Queen and Clayton Jr. Sure. Why not? I love that. I think Clayton Jr. plays a lot like Lillard. I think he, in some, with that quick release, he's, I'm not, no one's comparing anybody to Steph Curry, but that quick release reminds me of Curry's jump shot. He's also super athletic. I like Clayton Jr. a lot. Really do. Thanks for the call, DC. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, a first for Trey Hendrickson, and you got to pay him, you know, probably close to $100 million guaranteed, $30-plus million a year.
Hell to the W, big guy. How you doing, man? Let's go. What's Knicks, up, baby?
Look, well, man. You're going to win that. Actually, I wouldn't count it as over even without Tatum.
Hey, listen, man, I'm a Knicks fan. We never count nothing as over. We never do things the easy way. It always comes the hard way. Pause. You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to enjoy the moment and get ready for game five, baby. But look, I wouldn't do it, man. I wouldn't let Cincinnati off the hook. They botching this thing, you know? So I'm going to take them for what I can take them for. Do I want the player? Yeah. We talking about one-trick pony. I mean, it's funny, you know, up until this time, we haven't heard that about him. I think that's kind of a sabotage job going on right now. But I'll tell you this about my guy there in Cincinnati.
I don't a Bengals fan described him as that. What I've said about him is he's not Myles Garrett or T.J. Watt as an all-around player.
No,
but he's not terrible. He's not terrible against the run.
No. I'm just saying during the season while he was playing, you didn't hear that talk. You just heard how good of a pass rush he is and how dominant he is on defense. And to my point, that's what I'm trying to say is when he gets sacked in the big moments. In the games I've seen Cincinnati play, he gets the sack when you need it in the fourth quarter, on the third down, when you need to stop. You know, he knows how to impose his will as a pass rusher. He did it against us. We kept him at bay for most of that game, and then the fourth quarter, when they needed to stop, he got a sack. You know, so, I would make the trade for him, but I definitely wouldn't give up this year. If I gave up a number one, it would be a 27's number one. I wouldn't let Cincinnati off the hook by just giving them what they want.
Look, we're not talking about how we would haggle or how we would negotiate the deal. I'm giving you the hypothetical that you got to give up next year's first.
There may be room. You know I'm uncoachable, man.
I'm saying it, Paulie, because I really don't know what, you know, we don't know what they would take. We have a pretty good sense of what they wanted, you know, pre-draft, you know, this draft, a first and a night two pick. That seemed to be too steep. So if somebody would have paid a second and a fourth in the 25 draft, that almost equates to a late first in the 26 draft. That's why I threw it out there. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Before you let me go.
What?
Before you let me go. Wizards, listen, man, I think this draft is deep, man. At six, I think 2 through 12, 2 through 13, the whole lottery, I think you're going to get an all-star caliber player.
Tell me who you like right now at six. Tell me who you like.
I like Queen at six right now, man. And then also, you talking about, you go through the same process next year, and you got a shot at Arenas, Boozer, maybe even Kyan Anthony. So
unless you end up, you know, getting lotteried to the sixth spot again.
I doubt they'll do that to them again, man. They'll let them do
it. It's not them doing it.
They'll give them a better chance next year.
See,
you know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I got to roll. Thanks. Let's go to Lou. Lou, would you give up a first rounder and pay him $30-plus million a year, Trey Hendrickson, yes or no?
No. Hard no, Kevin. I think I got one guy that you could T.J. Watt. That's one guy that I would probably go after because I just don't see that dude being happy in Pittsburgh, you know, 8-8 year after year, just not being irrelevant. And I wish they could find a way to get him out of there. And that makes sense to, you know, to give the guy like that, you know, whatever contract he's looking for and, you know, whatever picks they looking for and just hand it to them because he's a game changer. That's the type of player that we want. When we try to get over, you know, Philadelphia and the Cowboys and all these other teams in the East. So I think, yeah, that T.J. Watt makes sense. And as far as the NBA draft go, one more thing. Ted Leonsis need to sell the team, both and he's just a bad owner. All he cares about is revenue. He doesn't care about the team, man. That's the reason why we end up with the sixth pick, because, you know, it's a small market. Nobody wants to come here and play and hand us the number one pick. That's the only reason why. He just care about what goes in his bank account, man. Come on, man.
Well,
I'll fed up with this.
If he really cared about what went in his bank account only, then they would have been desperate to get number one, because Cooper Flagg would have been a revenue injection into the franchise, that's for sure. Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll take a few more calls. 301-230-0980. Yes or no on Trey Hendrickson, but you got to give up a 2026 first rounder. Keep in mind, it's our first rounder, which means probably really late in the draft next year. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com.
All right, last night, really rough night to be a DC sports fan. The Caps get taken down in Carolina. They fall down 3-1 in the series that returns to Capital One Arena on Thursday. The Nats are walked off by the Braves after tying it in the top of the ninth inning. They lose 4-3. It's their sixth loss in a row. Speaking of sixth, the Washington Wizards draw the sixth pick in the NBA draft. Some names to watch: VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, Derek Queen, and Jeremiah Fears. The Wolves beat the Warriors last night 117-110. Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle combined for 60 points. And Jimmy Butler, just 14 points on only 9 shots. The Knicks, with a win over the Celtics 121-113, hardly the biggest loss for the Celtics last night, as Jason Tatum went down with a non-contact injury to his leg. The fear is a torn Achilles. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.